fucking tough.
You didn't know that was coming, did you?
Brand new intro for halfway through
February flow.
It's for Valentine's Day, obviously. It's a bit more
love tones.
Barry White type.
This is how my conversation's going today, ladies. Listen closely.
Go on then, what else is there?
So today we're talking about when you go on that cinema date and you got that guy sitting next to you and he's opening up his bag of crisps and he'd be like, all up in your ear.
Really eating loudly, crunching. Like you're saying, when there's a speech part, quite a quiet bit of the film, important part to watch, someone decides to go into their bag of crisps like Haribo.
Absolutely.
Delving into the popcorn.
I mean, sitting there.
And grazing, next to a grazing cow almost.
Churchill. I mean, come on. The big dog is about to lay down his speech. And me next to me is like. I'm like, dude, seriously. When I say dude, I meant Sue. Sue is the one I'm joking. But I was like, oh, it's so annoying, isn't it? Like, if you're on a cinema date this week or whatever, the only movie you will be allowed to see is 50 Shades or something, because every cinema has just cut out all decent movies for that pile of whatever. So whilst you're doing that, trying to be romantic or, you know, lusty or whatever you're doing, think about those poor people who are sitting next to you when you are munching so loudly watching a movie. You know, they might be trying to schmooze each other and you're there smashing away your popcorn, your crisps, your whatever. Oh, it's just, I didn't realise it drove me that nuts. It's nearly as bad as when Mark Cooney is in the office. The absolute chomper.
Well, you just called him out for drinking loudly.
I've never heard anyone drink like it.
Chewed a drink.
He did. I've heard of like chewing your liquids, but.
You might as well go like a miniature, the whole hog. So.
What is it? A miniature cow to another? a little calf on the teat. He's so noisy.
He's actually behind you right now. Gesturing loudly.
He's just.
But then, yeah, like you say, when Dean comes in and bites his fork.
What's that about? Surely it doesn't feel good on your teeth. Why is it about? I've lost the plot of it all.
You do get wound up quite easily.
I've got that noisy eating thing. And I'm not saying I'm the perfect eater, but it just drives me bananas. Like, it is savage. That, to be fair though, this weren't my seamless link because we're not actually talking about it, but the popcorn situation. Yeah. Like, for the sake of 60p, it was going large instead of medium. I'd done the whole bag of large again.
Another couple of hundred calories. Easy. In there. The thing is, I went the other weekend and I did the sad thing of looking at the calorie totals of the nutritionals of the popcorn, just to see how they go, you know, how they differ. And sugar versus salted, add on about on average 200 calories extra for all the sugar they put into that. Quick tip, if you want to save a few calories, go salted, but then you'll obviously drink more. So if you drink, we'll call it full fat Coke, it's not got fat in it, but you know, we'll say that because that's what people say, then you're going to be taking in the calories from the Coke to wash that down. So go the diet drink, get water. The salted, you're probably not going to eat as much anyway, so win. Okay, yeah, so there's your hack.
Yeah, what about when you get sweet and salted and then put Maltesers on the top?
Well, who does that?
Not me. That'd be
sweet
bad,
and
right?
Salted with a bag of Maltesers in the top.
That'd be terrible for your health. Never do that.
No.
Anyway, that's mindless eating and loads of calories. Anyway, but that's not my rant, okay?
And today, the fact that it's probably the biggest markup on that type of confectionery you've ever seen.
It is the most ridiculous thing you've ever come
across. £3.99 for a bag of Maltesers, which costs a quid down your local shop. And popcorn probably costs some pennies to make. I know obviously they've got all the overheads, the staff, the machines, etc. But that's unreal, honestly.
I'm like the bloke. Have you ever seen Narcos?
I haven't.
See, I've revived, okay? I'm only calling it out because I saw it for the first time yesterday. I'm just trying to drop, you know, cool bombs of Netflix. Anyway, the geezer gets given a jacket to smuggle in cocaine. I'm like him, but without the cocaine.
Haribo.
Even sweet and salted popcorn, like, I'd be banging, like, open up the bag in there. Haribo, Maltesers,
cut the lining out of your jacket, your puffer jacket, and just filled it with sweets and popcorn.
Problem is, though, I come out the same size, and I've eaten all of it. It's just me swollen up from all the food I've eaten. So I've still got a puffer jacket
on. Just with an anorak instead.
Anyway, be careful doing that. Right, so, anyway, what we're actually going to talk about today, now we've gone to the subject, we haven't, but we're going into it anyway. I had a call today, and it all sounded quite promising. It was about getting involved in our 60-day kickstart. And the lady I spoke with has gone through nearly, it sounded like, every kind of approach to nutrition, going through some of the history, like a lot of people, as we do. We all sort of try certain diet types and stuff like this. But what, and this is really says what was wound me up today. It's got me really, like, I don't know, fired up anyway, so I'm going to go squatting a bit. But she went to the GP because she was in a position of fear about her weight, which I get, and it's probably the right place to go if you're really worried about it, you know, and you, who do you seek out? You seek your health professional, okay? So she's gone there, and she said that when she went there, they put her on a diet, which is, by the by, it's what it is, because
you'd,
it was...
You'd hope there would have been some markers done, some tests, and to see if it was anything underlying first, instead of just going and saying, have this diet, you're slightly overweight, they might have done BMI, which is...
Yeah.
It's kind of irrelevant for a lot of people, but it does work for people who are overweight a certain degree. You'd hope they'd have done some blood tests and this, that, and the other, just in case there's anything underlying, but we didn't, obviously, you didn't know that.
And
it's fine, but what was the advice given?
My thing is, right, with this, and it may be a bias, may not, whatever, is that they've approached the diet, which I get, and I agree with, actually. We know... The way to probably, you know, you have to be in a calorie deficit, right, to lose weight, say, unless there's other medical things, which is pretty rare, but, you know, it's one of those. And she was at a point where, you know, and if anyone was at a point where they were struggling to exercise and do stuff, then, yeah, you know, managing your nutrition is key. So they put her on a calorie-controlled diet, okay? That's what it was, be all niddle. But it was one that was...
It was a
product, basically, but it was a product that cost her a lot of money. And that was the first thing she said, was that, you know, the GP recommended I did this, but it was very expensive. Now, I know, you know, majority of people know, it's not easy when you're trying to lose weight, especially if you've got yourself into bad habits, this, that, and the other. And yeah, if you were given a program or something to follow religiously, and you have to be really on point with it, and if you did that you got the result, you know, you would do it, right? You'd probably go into it. But I know, and you know, that you can do that without costing loads and loads of money. If you're guided and given help, then there are ways of doing it at very, very little cost. Yeah. You know, like, I mean, I could give someone a diet plan for free that was very low calories, and it gave them the nutrients, etc., that they needed, not cost them hundreds of pounds a month for it. And that, I mean, but that's kind of what that's kind of one thing or another, right?
I suppose personal trainers, we aren't viewed as health professionals. We're not qualified in terms of that side of things, of like prescribing stuff.
Yeah.
We can give good guidance and advice to people to follow certain strict regimes to begin with, to get over certain habits that we see maybe common practices, you know, of bad nutrition, etc.
Yeah.
We can try and help rectify through some, say, coaching. But I think a lot of the people, and it's trouble with the health or the fitness industry, is a lot of people see PTs as sort of rep counters as such, you know, in the gym, but don't necessarily have anything to give on the other side of things, such as, you know, your mindset coaching, your nutrition coaching. So why wouldn't anyone go to their health professional, i.e. their GP, first of all?
And to be honest, I haven't got an argument with that. And I believe that's cool. And I haven't even got an argument with the fact that they put her on this program.
No.
But part of me is a little bit like, right, you've got... Because I think their other option was saying about they're like the gastric way or this. So, okay, you could either go down the gastric plan, okay, which is, say, there's a whole other subject to go into, or follow this diet, which is going to cost you a lot of money. So she's gone to find help and advice, and has ended up coming out with buying a diet plan, essentially. Mm. Which, and the caveat to it, or the thing I do kind of understand, I understand why it worked, because it did work. So don't get me wrong, it did work. And it worked because she was in a huge calorie deficit. And also because she invested into it. Because if I had gone along and gave this person a diet plan, just a piece of paper, and said, eat this.
You'd do really well on this if you follow this.
It would be like, okay, yeah, cool. It's nothing fancy. It's nothing flash. It would have been some veggies, some fruit, some lean meat, whatever, water and stuff like that. But it just wouldn't have been attractive enough. And there wouldn't have been enough invested into it. If I'd said this is a miracle diet, if you follow and eat these exact fruits, veggies, foods, or whatever, and if this special combination would create you to lose nearly 2 or 3 stone if you follow it for 4 weeks, then she may have gone, right, yeah, I'll give you money. And you know what? I'm going to lose the weight. Because she'd have spent the money. She wouldn't want to waste the money. And there would have been a belief that it was this magical whatever it was that made her lose weight. So, really, it was the calorie deficit. We know that. Yeah. But this is what got me. And this is what annoyed me. She was told, because she was on this calorie deficit, and this is where people might argue with me, and that's fine, but to not do any exercise. Because if she'd done the exercise, it would have eaten into her muscle mass. Now, I get it, okay? If she had exercised, because of the huge deficit she was put on, a very low calorie account, especially when they put her straight onto that from being on such a high calorie intake, I'm assuming, she would have felt pretty rough, pretty rubbish. But to not exercise, okay, well, A, this nutrition plan hadn't taught her anything about nutrition, she said. She didn't know what to do afterwards, was her comment. It did, in a positive, give her the mental strength, in some respects, to realise that she didn't have to eat all the other rubbish, but she could also stick to a plan, so that's kind of good. But some sort of education, surely, from, like, if you're going to a health professional, your GP, you know, someone's, maybe helping someone, educate someone to where to go next and what to do with their lifestyle, rather than, and, but to then tell them they shouldn't exercise. Listen, exercise, yes, is great to help contribute to a calorie deficit, okay? So that would have been a positive, and in fact, she would have been allowed to eat a little more, and she'd have probably felt a little bit better from doing so. But the big thing is, if you're telling people who aren't moving a lot, by the sounds of things, and are eating really badly, to then still not move and go onto like a shake diet, like, what? Where's the benefit in her mindset in terms of exercising? Because she's even said since then, because she's done multiple things since, she feels so much better when she's exercising. Of course she does. Like, I mean, what good is it doing for her actual body in terms of her muscles, her joints, her mindset, her mental health, if you're not allowed to exercise? Like, it was just bananas. It's beyond me. I can't believe that someone in that position didn't give her more support and guidance, or try to offer her places to go to get more support and guidance, but instead sold her basically down the line to a fad or a shake diet. Not a fad one, because, you know, whatever, it is what it is, and it works. I get that. Got her in a deficit, and yet, and you can argue that now she's moving more, but her education through it was nothing, so she rebounded off it, off the back of it, and wasn't exercising, and actually had another 3 or 4 months of doing nothing, which could have been prevented. Could have just been told to do light walking. You know, give her some sort of understanding of what to be doing. She was told not to do any exercise because it was going to affect her muscle mass. She saw it as a negative thing to be exercising.
Unfortunately, I think it goes down to, say, the GPs being very limited in their knowledge of stuff. They're very sort of by the book, and they look at fixing a problem with certain prescriptions, etc., and whatever. But they don't necessarily have an open mind on certain things, and a lot of them are actually, like, this is probably a general blanket term, but a lot of them are quite unhealthy in a way, because they've got a high stress job. They don't necessarily follow any exercise themselves. They don't have any knowledge in that side. You do find some doctors and some GPs, especially, who are really on it, and who are very forward thinking in terms of how about their patients and helping them out. But unfortunately, a lot of them are maybe stuck in the same ways for a few years, and there's a lot of real sort of progress being made in the, even you can see in the media, like the last 5-10 years, how much nutrition's changed, how much exercise is now real commonplace. It's not just go to a gym and just go on a pound away on a treadmill. There's loads of different options. People are looking at scientific benefits of certain things. There's so much more out there now. And funny enough, I guess the GPs haven't caught up with that yet. They're still stuck in the same old, just prescribe this, do this, black and white. It says don't do any exercise. Don't do any exercise with this. You know, follow this to the letter, because that's what it's outlined, and that's they just go by the book, right?
I think this is the thing that got me, is where she sounded a little bit upset. She went, you know what? It was great because I lost weight, But then I put it back on, and it cost me a lot of money, and I just kind of felt like I didn't know what to do next.
To square.
So that's it. Kind of to me, said it was like it was cool because I lost weight, but then I'm not back in exactly the same position. So I'm not you know completely dissing it or whatever the advice was, but then she was back to square one with the fact that she was lost and like she actually didn't feel like she got a lot of help. And then she said I didn't know what to do, whether to go back to them, because I was just worried they're going to tell me I've got to go back on that diet. Yeah. It's going to cost me a fortune. So she went and looked at other things like yeah. Like most people do, your Weight Watchers, your Slim World, your whatever it is, you know, body
yeah,
coach.
They're great. They work for a degree of people who are committed to those formats. Some people stick to it. Some, again, yo-yo. What a lot of them are missing is, not everyone, not all of them, because I know certain approaches do follow up with the education side of things, but it's that. It's the continued education, even at the simplest level, of what to do next if you're on your own. And now whether people go back to their old ways or not, that's their habits to work on. But if you have the tools, if you at least know what to do next, implementation is the next thing to get into. Right, okay, how do I do it? Can I do it on my own, or do I need someone else to support and coach me through that? But if you don't have the education, it's like, well, what happens when this ends? We just assume that you can follow on eating how you're eating forever. In the terms of that sort of quick weight loss diet, then no, it's probably unsustainable for a very short time, let alone forever. But having the skills and education to, like what I'm just saying, from our point of view, what we try and do is teach people how to, A, get their, if weight loss is the goal, get their weight moving off the body. B is show them that progress is possible when they've struggled for so long. And C is kind of, then phase out into a normal, we call maintenance way of eating, which is like nice, enjoying...
something they can adhere to.
Adhere to, but get progress, but also enjoy things in life so they don't feel like they're on a diet, but also know that if they needed to drop weight again, just doing a few little simple changes to their sort of weekly eating plan can make that happen again. It's like, so they're not actually lost. It's not like, right, do this, get the weight loss, you're on your own.
Yeah.
Right, what do I do? I'll probably just fall back to the same habits that got me overweight in the first place.
And the sad thing was, is when she mentioned to me that she started doing exercise later on down the line because of when she was reluctant to do it initially because she was worried that she was going to basically, in her head now, this had taught her that when she exercises, she was burning her muscle, not her fat. You know,
we've seen recently about studies that have shown that there's very little lean muscle mass lost when on a diet. We know that resistance training can help stop that happening as such, so it can really halt the progress or halt the degradation of that muscle fiber and that muscle tissue. So to not exercise, of course they're going to lose muscle mass and they're going to lose that that strength and ability to feel good that on a day-to-day basis, but training can prevent that almost.
Yeah, and this is the thing, is she was saying that she had put herself off of training because of this advice and kind of felt that that was the, you know, the thing that would happen. And then when she did start training, because she decided to go along with a friend to something, which is great. Remember, friends are great for that. If you're a good friend encouraging people, you may think that they don't want to be encouraged or don't want to do something. But if you go, hey, do you want to try this? They might jump in with it, right? And yeah, don't just assume they don't want to do it. Anyway, she jumped in with a friend and she was like, I felt really good. And actually, she said after a while, she was getting less aches and pains for all of her body, and she was doing more on a day-to-day basis just from doing the exercise, which she kind of had been put off doing by a GP, which is absolutely ridiculous. I couldn't believe it. I even asked where a GP... I mean, I was almost tempted to go down and speak to the guy and just be like, I just want to hear what your theory is on this, like really, where, what your real views are, because that's actually, somebody's come to us now, and like, fantastic, like she's coming on board, she's, and like, I'm actually excited about, hopefully, completely transforming her mindset around all of these things, and getting a great result, and just making her more positive about training, hopefully, wanting to come in here regularly, and do an exercise. I mean, don't get me wrong, she said, like, yeah, she does exercise now, she's tried different bits, which is amazing, absolutely amazing, she's overcome the hurdle. She says she kind of, you know, doesn't love it now in some respects, with a giggle afterwards, as most people do. you know, it's that love-hate relationship. You know, she feels better for doing it, so she kind of loves it for that.
It's hard.
But also, you know, it says it's, you know, it's tough. But, you know, she's looking for something different, something fun, something more exciting that she said she wanted to do. So we're hopefully going to give her that option, give her that opportunity. And like many, you know, of our clients do, they come in, they, you know, they basically abuse us, to be honest. They, you know, give us abuse, message us on Facebook afterwards, on the page, and say, you know, oh, that was terrible, the worst ever, should never love it, really. But all this sort of, you know, backhanded stuff. But at the end of the day, we know they love it because they come in, we have a giggle, we have a laugh, the smile's on the face. And that's what it's about, right? So to think that you can put somebody off that in their life is madness from a health perspective. I just couldn't, and that was my big...
rant.
Yeah, huge rant. I don't really rant too much, but that, you can, as you can imagine, that does upset me because... I mean, yeah, I've obviously got passion for doing fitness and doing stuff. And I understand there are times when people are at a certain stage where exercise is incredibly hard and maybe it is almost near on impossible in some respects to do certain things. But it's a very small percentage of people who can't just even, you know, go for like a potentially a little walk with support or something or find, or even just given the idea of the guidance of someone to say, right, why don't you go and see these people and see what they can do? Or here's some advice to do this. Rather than selling them, and actually, the fact that she had to go and pay a load of money for it as well was like, it was kind of like, you must have something in system here that we can help people with. Surely there's something going wrong if we've not got another option. Sorry, it's gastric band or you pay a load of money out. Surely there's something else in between. I'm sure there is. Maybe she just had a bad, you know, GP or something at the time. I don't know, you know. But I don't know. It was just something that got to me today. And I just want everyone to think about it. If you... And also, the thing is, since then, she's tried lots of different diets. And this was another thing that came up. She mentioned that, you know, diets have changed or the way to lose weight has changed over the last 10, 20 years. That's not true. That is not true. It is about being in a calorie deficit. The approaches have been different, okay?
More learned the last probably decade.
Yeah.
In that side of things, yeah, to the science behind.
But in terms of what... all these different diets that have worked.
Yeah, we just
She said these diets have worked in the past for her, like these other ones, since trying. And she said, but they've changed again now, haven't they? And the way to lose weight's changed.
Popularity.
But the way to lose weight is being in a calorie deficit. And that can be, you know, that can happen from either being in, you know, by expelling more energy, by doing more exercise, if you're allowed to. You know, it's, you know, walking or just moving more on a day-to-day basis, or consuming less than what you were currently. You know, that there's different ways of approaching it, 100%. You know, and she said that she preferred lower carbohydrates. Cool. Go lower carbohydrates. Get your protein in, keep your muscle, get moving. But you're saying if it's something that you can stick to, adhere to, then you're winning, right?
The thing that makes...
Free McDonald's a day.
Well, it could work if your calories were under what you need, right?
To lose weight, is it healthy?
Healthy, no.
Not so much.
No, but then they've come on that... under 600 calorie meal bandwagon now,
because they know it, right?
Because they know that everything, yeah, you know, people are going to start to kind of question the health approach of. I know they've had salads and things and fruit bags for ages now, but if you go there and you get a proper meal, you're looking over 1,000 calories, and they're thinking, well, a lot of restaurants are putting these 600 calorie options. I don't know where the 600 came from, but I guess for most people, you can fit 3 600 calorie meals in a day, and you're pretty much there. For a lot of people, if they do a bit of exercise as well, I don't know, maybe 500-600 calories per meal. So they've jumped on that, but then you see a lot of the negative feedback on things like the Facebook advert posts and stuff about going, oh, I've come to McDonald's to get, you know, dirty food. Why are you putting all this 600 calorie menus on and stuff? They're absolutely slating McDonald's for putting lower option meals.
You are forcing me to be healthy, and I'm not.
I don't
happy
want
to
have
this.
A salad when I go there. I want a dirty double burger.
Buy it then.
Yeah, exactly.
The option's still there.
Yeah, so. That's quite funny.
Enough people kicking off about this Burger King. You've got like a Celebrate Retreat Grande burger or something like that. It's even bigger, big burger.
Okay, no, so, I
don't like, know. They do their McBook burger or whatever. what is it called? A large.
Whopper.
Is it a Whopper?
In a Burger King, yeah.
No, not Burger King.
You said Burger King, no?
Did I?
McDonald's. Big Mac.
Big Mac, yeah. They're doing an even bigger Big Mac. Bigger. Anyway, and it's like 700 and some odd calories just for the burger. And okay. This is just great. And I kind of get it. Yeah, it's great. But someone still will go in and buy it, right? I know giving them the option to have that is probably not the best thing. But let's be honest, if they're like interested in eating a lot of food, They're not going to stop at a Big Mac. They're going to have the Big Mac, the nuggets, the chips, the milkshake, the whatever. I mean, the 700-calorie burger was always going to be topped up with about another sort of 800 calories of other bits. And doesn't count, mate. It's liquid.
Okay.
Cool. Right.
But yeah, anyway, it's for another day, I guess. We'll have a look. Well, maybe we'll test them out. We'll go and...
Mate, we're going to have to try this up. We'll go and see my GP. I'll
stop at McDonald's on the way past.
Yeah. All right. Peace!